വെൽക്കം ടു ഒറീസ സ്റ്റേറ്റ് ഓപ്പൺ യൂണിവേഴ്സിറ്റി ഇന്റർനെറ്റ് റേഡിയോ പ്രജ്ഞാവാണി.
ഡിയർ ലേണേഴ്സ്, നമസ്കാർ ആൻഡ് വെൽക്കം ടു ഒറീസ സ്റ്റേറ്റ് ഓപ്പൺ യൂണിവേഴ്സിറ്റി. ഇൻ ടുഡേസ് ലെക്ചർ വി ആർ ഗോയിങ് ടു ടോക്ക് അബൌട്ട് ദ ഷാനൻ ആൻഡ് വീവർ മോഡൽ ഓഫ് കമ്മ്യൂണിക്കേഷൻ. The Shannon and Weaver model of communication has been named after two engineers, namely Claude E. Shannon and Warren Weaver, who were working at Bell Telephone Laboratories, and they came out together with an article titled The Mathematical Theory of Communication in the year 1949. They were trying to understand the quickest and the most efficient way to get a message from one point to another. In short, they were trying to understand that how effectively a message can go from point A to point B. They were also trying to find out that how can communication messages be converted into electric signals. So as you can see in this model, there are certain elements. What are those elements? There is a sender who acts as an information source, the first point from where the information is transmitted. And once it is transmitted, it requires a certain channel through which the message can go from the sender to the receiver. Now, once it is going to the destination, also known as the receiver, it needs to be decoded. This is, in short, the mathematical model of Shannon and Weaver. Now, there is an interesting element in this model. The concept of noise has been introduced. Now, you all must be wondering, what is this noise which we are talking about? Well, it is not only physical noise, but rather anything which acts as a distortion between the sender and the receiver in the process of receiving the message. The noise can be physical, it can be also social, psychological, and other types of noise. The physical noise is something which creates a disturbance through our physical surroundings. So when you pick up your phone and you are talking to somebody and there is a whoosh whoosh sound in your phone, that is an example of a physical noise. Well, when you are talking to your friend and all of a sudden an aeroplane passes above your head and you are unable to hear your friend, that is also an example of a physical noise. Then there are also other types of psychological noise. For example, you are a student. You are sitting in a classroom, but you are not attentive to the lectures of your teachers. Your mind is wandering somewhere else. That is an example of a psychological noise. So this was an important concept which Shannon and Weaver introduced in their communication model. As you also see that the process of communication will be effective if there is an element called feedback. What is the purpose of communicating from one person to another if we don't know what is their feedback? Let me give you another example. You have taken all the efforts to cook a wonderful dish in your home for your special friend. The friend comes to your house, tastes the dish, and just goes away without saying whether the dish was good or bad. Don't you think you would be a little surprised and shocked? Why? Because you were expecting a feedback. Whether the dish was good, was it bad, did it need some other improvements? Because Based on that feedback, you would have decided to change your course of action the next time you prepare that particular dish. Similarly, in the process of communication, the sender and the receiver constantly need to have a mechanism for giving feedback. Because without feedback, we will not have an idea as to whether the receiver is receiving the messages as it has been intended for them. So, dear learners, as you have seen, that the Shannon and Weaver is a mathematical model which is not only important for engineers and communication professionals, but also for us, because humans communicate on a daily basis. It is important for all of us because we communicate on a daily basis. And especially in the 21st century, we are not only communicating verbally, face to face, but new forms of communication models and channels have also emerged. The best example would be your social media. So when you send a WhatsApp message to your friend, you expect that you would be getting a reply in return. If you don't get a reply in return, don't you think that you are a little disturbed as to what happened, why the friend has not given me a reply? If that is the case and that is the scenario, then this is the model which will help you understand this particular phenomenon. So, dear learners, I hope that in this short video, you have been able to grasp the basics of the Shannon and Weaver model. Thank you.